Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Kelly Hatley, and it's my pleasure reading God's Word to you. My wife and I have been members of Mountain Brook Baptist Church for 12 years. I've been on staff as the minister of music, and you can see me on Sunday mornings leading the 9 o'clock morning worship service. And sometimes you'll see me at the 11 o'clock, either in the congregation in the back, or you'll see me sometimes being on the piano for Micaiah as she needs. In this Advent devotional guide, we are journeying through the story of the Bible and looking at ways that we see light break through the darkness from creation to new creation. Today is Friday, December 20th, and I'm reading Isaiah chapter 60 from the NIV version of the Bible. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. See, darkness covers the earth, and thick darkness is over the peoples. But the Lord rises upon you, and His glory appears over you. Nations will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look about you. All assemble and come to you. Your sons come afar, and your daughters are carried on the arm. Then you will look and be radiant. Your heart will throb and swell with joy. The wealth on the seas will be brought to you. To you the riches of the nations will come. Herds of camels will cover your land, young camels of Midian and Ephah, and all from Sheba will come bearing gold and incense, proclaiming the praise of the Lord. All Kedar's flocks will be gathered to you. The rams of Nebaioth will serve you. They will be accepted as offerings on my altar, and I will adorn my glorious temple. Who are these that fly along the clouds, like doves to their nests? Surely the islands look to me. In the lead are the ships of Tarshish, bringing your sons from afar with their silver and gold, to the honor of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has endowed you with splendor. Foreigners will rebuild your walls, and their kings will serve you. Though in anger I struck you, in favor I will show you compassion. Your gates will always stand open. They will never be shut, day or night, so that men may bring you the wealth of the nations, their kings led in triumphal procession. For the nation or kingdom that will not serve you will perish. It will be utterly ruined. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the pine, the fir, and the cypress together, to adorn the place of my sanctuary, and I will glorify the place of my feet. The son of your oppressors will come bowing before you. All who despise you will bow down at your feet and will call you the city of the Lord, Zion, of the Holy One of Israel. Although you have been forsaken and hated, with no one traveling through, I will make you the everlasting pride and the joy of all generations. You will drink the milk of nations and be nursed at royal breasts. Then you will know that I, the Lord, am your Savior, your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. Instead of bronze, I will bring you gold and silver in place of iron. Instead of wood, I will bring you bronze and iron in place of stones. I will make peace your governor and righteousness your ruler. No longer will violence be heard in your land, nor ruin or destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation and your gates praise. The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end. Then will all your people be righteous, and they will possess the land forever. They are the shoot I have planted, the work of my hands, for the display of my splendor. The least of you will become a thousand, the smallest a mighty nation. I am the Lord. In its time, I will do this swiftly. Thank you for listening along as we have read God's Word today together. For the devotion based on this passage today, I was thinking a lot about the light and the darkness that was mentioned in there, and it reminded me of when I was a young child. Darkness can be scary, and when I was a young child, our house was set on a hill on a large acre lot. We had a basement, and because of the grade of our lot, it caused the basement to have very, very tall ceilings. So to a small kid, it seemed cavernous. Our house wasn't in a conventional neighborhood. As a result of that, the basement was very dark at night. And I remember my mother asking me to take out the garbage, which was in the dark basement, or to take down the laundry to the washing machine, which was also in the dark basement. I can remember opening the basement stair door and shuddering. It didn't matter how many times before that I had been down there with nothing happening to me, I just knew that this was going to be the first time that something got me and held me down there. I would creep down slowly, turning on the light switches as I went. But returning upstairs was trickier. I would have to turn off the lights going back up. And whenever I would reach that final switch, plunging the basement back into total darkness, I would bound up the stairs two at a time as fast as possible to get me back up to where the warmth and safety of the light of the upstairs hallway awaited me. Isaiah lived in a time of darkness for the people of Israel. Scholars divide his prophecy into two parts, judgment in chapters 1 through 39, and comforts in chapters 40 through 66. Today's passage falls in the second section of the book. After all of the judgment narratives in the first section, it is a relief to read about the glory of Zion with all the images of light spread throughout the chapter. Isaiah is using light imagery to shine a spotlight on the despair and dread of the people, helping it to dissipate. He speaks prophetically about the coming of Jesus. "But the Lord rises upon you, and his glory appears over you," in Isaiah 62. He tells how the nations will come before the Lord to bring their gifts. Nations will speak well of Zion, and peace will prevail. I like to imagine what it will be like one day when these things come to pass. Our world today feels like darkness has won and is extinguishing all that is light. But thanks be to God for our Lord Jesus Christ. We can look with hope to the promise in verses 19 and 20. "The sun will no more be your light by day, nor will the brightness of the moon shine on you, for the Lord will be your everlasting light, and your God will be your glory. Your sun will never set again, and your moon will wane no more. The Lord will be your everlasting light, and your days of sorrow will end." No matter what darkness you may be running or slogging through today, Jesus, the light of the world, is there to shine on the hard things and to strip them of their hold on you. Thanks be to God. With Jesus as our Savior, we are never truly in darkness. Lord God, we give you thanks today that you can shine into our darknesses. And when we fall and when we stumble, Lord, it's because we have taken our eyes off of you and have taken our eyes away from the light that you provide. I pray now, Lord, that you would help us to be drawn to your light and would not turn from the right or to the left. And we thank you, Lord, for all that you do to show us the way in which we should travel. Let us take heed of it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.